This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali on all aspects of bilateral ties in Addis Ababa this evening. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Ethiopia share a relationship rooted in thousands of years of ties through trade, culture, education and diplomacy, which continue to shape a deep friendship and mutual respect. He said both countries are elevating their historic ties to a strategic relationship based on sovereignty, self-reliance, equality and South-South solidarity.
Aaj hum Bharat-Ethiopia sambandhon ko strategic partnership us tar par le ja rahe hain. यह कदम हमारे संबंधों को नई ऊर्जा, नई गति और नई गहराई प्रदान करेगा। आज हमें हमारे सहयोग के प्रमुख आयामों जैसे इकोनॉमी, इनोवेशन, टेक्नोलॉजी, डिफेंस, हेल्थ, कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग और मल्टीलेटरल कोऑपरेशन पर विचार विमर्श करने का मौका मिला।
India and Ethiopia signed 3 MOUs to enhance mutual cooperation. These include administrative assistance in custom matters, data center establishment and the embassy of Ethiopia, and cooperation in UN peacekeeping. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi was given ceremonial welcome and guard of honour at the National Palace. Mr. Modi reached Ethiopia's capital this evening on a 2-day visit to the African nation after concluding his visit to Jordan. At Addis Ababa Airport, in a special gesture, he was warmly received by Ethiopian Prime Minister. Mr. Modi also took part in a traditional coffee ceremony with his Ethiopian counterpart. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wrapped up his 2-day visit to Jordan, a trip that comes at a milestone moment as India and Jordan mark 75 years of diplomatic relations. The visit saw high-level engagements in Amman, including talks with King Abdullah II, resulting in a joint statement that outlines the next phase of the bilateral relationship. The two countries signed 5 memoranda of understanding covering culture, renewable energy, water management, digital public infrastructure and a twinning arrangement between the historic sites of Petra and Ellora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Amman tomorrow on the last leg of his 3-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi is visiting the friendly nation in the Gulf region on the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Hitham bin Tariq. Prime Minister Modi will be accompanied by a high-level delegation. The visit is of great significance as it will be taking place when India and Oman are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the establishment of their diplomatic relations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has condemned the recent terror attack at Bondi Beach in Australia's Sydney, asserting that India and Israel have a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The minister said these remarks alongside his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in Jerusalem today. External Affairs Minister arrived in Israel today to hold bilateral consultations with his counterpart Foreign Minister Gideon Saar. Dr. Jaishankar also offered condolences over the loss of several lives in the terror attack during Hanukkah celebrations. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that the proposed Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishtan Bill 2025 will strengthen institutional autonomy, accreditation and quality, promote excellence in teaching, learning, research and innovation and build a future-ready higher education framework. In Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district, 34 Maoists, including 7 women, surrendered today. Out of them, 26 Maoists were collectively carrying a total reward of 84 lakh rupees. The Maoists also handed over their weapons at the time of surrender. A high-level committee chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah today approved over 507 crore rupees for national project for strengthening community-based disaster risk reduction initiatives in Panchayati Raj institutions for 20 states. In cricket, India have reached semi-final of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 by defeating Malaysia by 315 runs in their third group stage match of the tournament at the 7th Stadium, Dubai today. Chasing a target of 409 runs set by India, Malaysia were all out for 93 runs in 32.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.